A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were now advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, Zechariah was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary, but when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife, Elizabeth, conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when God has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. It seems to me that sooner or later, we simply have to realize that this thing called faith is never really going to make much sense. It's not logical, and it's not supposed to be. It's about God's surprises in our actually saying yes to those wild surprises. It's about an old man named Zechariah and his beloved yet equally ancient wife named Elizabeth just finding out that they're going to have a baby. Excuse me, what did you say? As author Frederick Buchner once wrote, speaking of the elderly Abraham and Sarah, who were in the same predicament, "The only possible response is laughter. After all," he says, "Sarah had one foot in the grave and the other in the maternity ward." And Elizabeth, in today's story, is not far behind Sarah. Zechariah says to the angel in today's gospel, "How shall I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." Old Gabriel just smiles and takes away Zechariah's speech. In other words, it seems as if Gabriel is saying, "Okay, Brother Zech, it's about time for your annual silent retreat. God's ways are not our ways. It's time for you to go and chill a bit." Friends, faith, I suppose, isn't really supposed to make sense. That's why it's called faith. It's a journey. Sometimes we laugh, and sometimes we break down in tears. Elizabeth, like Sarah, was a rather elderly woman now expecting a baby. And these days we're faced daily with the icon of a virgin who's pregnant with new life. Crazy? Maybe. But it's also wonderful and beautiful and challenging. I guess the question we need to ask is, are we willing to let God turn our lives upside down? It ain't easy, folks. Trust me, mine has been turned upside down more than once. I'm sure we've all been through that labyrinth more than once. Maybe, though, the big surprise is that we are all pregnant these days. Pregnant with God's promises of new life, pregnant with hope, confused and wondering just what it all might mean. A bit of holy silence might not be a bad idea after all. As we draw near to the mystery of our eternal God coming to us as a tiny baby. Now there's a paradox worth chewing on a bit. Blessed Advent.